From Spark and Anvil and Math Circle, this is Riva Reverse in Chapter 1 of the Math Circle cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The library basement smelled like old paper and damp carpets, and a single laptop sat on a stack of thick dictionaries. On the screen, the video feed flickered, while Ada rubbed her temples, her dry erase marker leaving faint gray streaks on the whiteboard. "Let's try 12 again," Nico said, chewing on his pen cap. "If we start with 12, we double it to get 24. Then we add 8 to get 32, Rue said, squinting at her notebook. She sighed and dropped her pencil. "Even if we have that, we only get 16, which is still too small. So the starting number has to be bigger than 12, Seth said, leaning back until his chair legs hovered off the linoleum. "We're just guessing," Ada said, capping her marker with a sharp snap as she stared at their messy whiteboard. "We are wandering in the dark, and every new guess means doing 3 more math problems. It's like trying to find a specific house in a new city without a map," Nico groaned. "And also, we are completely blindfolded." They had been stuck on the same logic puzzle for 20 minutes, and the paper was covered in crossed-out calculations. A soft chime came from the laptop, and the frozen video feed cleared to reveal a girl sitting backwards on a chair. She wore a faded green hoodie and looked thoroughly amused by the messy pile of papers scattered across their table. "Then don't start at the beginning," she said, her voice crackling slightly through the cheap laptop speakers. "I'm Riva, and when the front door is locked, I just walk in through the back."
Ada looked up with her marker still poised, asking what that meant when they didn't know where the back door was.
"Sure you do," Riva said, shifting her weight until the wooden chair squeaked. "You don't know the first number, but you know the last one is 20, so begin where you know something."
The four of them stared at the glowing screen, and Rue asked if you could really do a math problem backwards. She sounded deeply skeptical, as if she were waiting for some kind of trick. "Almost every find the start problem is really a walk back from the end problem in disguise," Riva said. She took a loud bite of an apple. "You just have to learn how to undo what has already been done." Riva spun her chair around to face the camera properly, pointing a green sleeve-clad finger directly at the screen. "Going forward, you are stuck before step one, because the starting number is a mystery. But the end is sitting right there. It is 20. So stand at the finish line and ask what had to happen right before you got there." Ada looked down at the riddle, noting that the very last step was having the result.
"Exactly," Riva said. "If they halved a number to get 20, what was the number before that?"
40, Seth said instantly, his chair legs hitting the floor with a loud thud. "Because 40 divided by 2 is 20.
"Right," Riva said. "When you are working backwards, halving turns into doubling, so you do the opposite of each step in reverse."
She took another bite of her apple, explaining how she used to think you had to solve everything front to back, like reading a book. But some problems are built backwards, hiding the beginning and handing you the prize at the end. Trying to force your way forward through them is exhausting, but starting at the finish lets the door open from the other side.
"So we just undo the operations?" Nico asked, his eyes wide as he looked at the board.
"Undo each step in reverse," Riva said. "They added 8, so you subtract 8. They doubled, so you have. Opposite by opposite." Ada wiped her whiteboard clean, leaving a dark smudge of ink across her palm as she wrote 20 on the right side.
"We start at 20," Ada said. "The step right before was halving, so we undo it. Double 20 is 40. She drew a backward arrow and wrote 40.
"Before that, they added 8, Rue said, "so we do the opposite and subtract 8 to get 32. She grabbed a blue marker and wrote 32 next to another backward arrow.
"And before that, they doubled," Nico said, practically vibrating as he grabbed the marker from Rue. "The opposite of doubling is halving, so half of 32 is 16. He wrote 16 at the far left of the board. The basement room went completely quiet, except for the low, steady hum of the laptop fan on the table.
16, Seth whispered. "The starting number is 16, and we just walked in through the exit."
"Test it," Ada said, her heart beating faster.
Run it forward to make sure it actually works.
Nico took the marker and wrote, 16 doubled is 32, plus 8 is 40, halved is 20. He dropped the marker onto the table, staring at the clean chain of numbers.
It works, Seth said. It's actually right.
It was right the whole time, Reva said, just waiting for you to come at it from the other end. Ada stared at the neat line of numbers, the confusion in her head replaced by a strange, cool quiet. It felt like solving a maze by tracing her finger from the exit back to the entrance, and it was almost too easy.
Feel what just happened? Reva asked, setting her apple core down on her desk.
Going forward, you couldn't kick step one because the start was a blank wall, but you knew the end for certain. You stood in the one place you were sure of and walked back, one undo at a time, until the door opened.
It felt so stuck before, Ada said, and then it just flowed.
That's the secret, Reva said. It turns I have no idea where to begin into I know exactly where I am going. Knowing your destination, even when the path is foggy, is a completely different feeling than being lost, because you aren't guessing anymore. It is calm. Rue reached out and traced the backward arrows, mentioning that her dad did something similar when he cooked dinner. He figures out when we want to eat, then works backward to decide when the chicken goes in the oven.
Exactly, Reva said. Because if you want to eat at 6, you don't just start cooking at random times. You start at 6 and go back 2 hours to 4.
Seth laughed, saying his mom just burned things and probably needed to meet Reva. The laptop screen flickered again, and a brief wave of static washed over Reva's face before clearing back to her grin.
It's about control, Nico said, because when you go forward, the problem is in charge, but when you go backward, you are.
Ada nodded, liking the feeling of holding a map instead of being dropped in the middle of the woods. As the afternoon light faded, casting long shadows across the basement, the group slowly began to pack up their notebooks. Seth zipped his backpack with a loud squeal, and Rue was already halfway out the door, arguing with Nico. Ada lingered by the laptop, looking at Reva, who was doodling on a scrap of paper.
Can I ask you something?
Ada said, watching Reva look up.
Why does going backwards feel so much safer when the math is exactly the same?
Because when you go forward into the dark, you are just wandering, and every step is a guess, she said. But the goal is always bright. And once you stand there, you can see exactly where you came from. The fog is behind you instead of ahead. She smiled, a little mischievous glint in her eyes. It works off the page too, Reva said. When a big project is staring you down, it is usually because you are looking at the start and don't know how to begin. But if you picture the finished project and ask what happened right before that, the path suddenly appears. Suddenly, you aren't staring into the fog of how to begin, but walking home from a place you can already see. Ada smiled as she shut the laptop gently, the screen's blue light disappearing from her face. As she walked up the concrete stairs into the cool evening air, she felt a quiet strength in her chest. She didn't need to fear the beginning of things anymore.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Reva Reverse. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.